You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, Tam?
Well, I'm still recovering from Jingle Ball. You know,
I can't believe I didn't make it. Tell me how it was.
It was good. I felt like it was a little bit more mellow this year than it was last year. For some reason,
not as raging.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I took a few of my friends, but who I did run into, which was the highlight of my evening, was Sweet James.
I saw that.
And then I posted it, and then I was trending for posting Sweet James.
So tell me how that went down. Because remember, wasn't he mad at you a while ago?
No, he's never been mad at me. So I met him 3 years ago, and then I asked him to be on the podcast, and he nicely declined because, like all good attorneys, they don't like to put things out there, right?
Right.
And so I was at the bar, and one of my girlfriends who had met him with me, Heather, goes, "That's Sweet James." I go, "No, it's not."
Do people call him Sweet James?
Well, the public
or
does,
just
I
us.
Guess. Yeah.
Okay.
No, she might have said that it's James. And so I'm like, no, it's not. Then I looked, I'm like, oh my God, it is. So he was talking with two girls that actually are employees of his. And I walked up to him. He's like, oh my God, hi. And so we started talking a little bit and then we took a picture and then that was it. But he's such a nice guy. Such a nice guy.
Was he with any, what was the dating site that he was on originally? Did he have any chicks with them from there? Do you remember what it was called? Not like Million Dollar
Seeking
Babies,
Arrangements.
But- Oh, yeah. Seeking arrangements.
Yes. I don't know that he has, he might have a girlfriend. I didn't ask him.
But does he live in Puerto Rico or Orange County?
We didn't get that far. I know that he has a house there. So
Tamara,
he's a big sponsor of iHeart.
I understand this, but these are the type of questions. If I wasn't recovering,
he
I
doesn't
would have been
want
asking.
To be on the show.
Doesn't he matter. Doesn't. We need to know where he lives, if he's currently in a relationship. What happened with Noella living in that place? Did he really send those ugly flowers? Like, these are the questions I need to know.
Okay, Teddy Walters. Okay. I was just respecting the fact that he did not want to be on Twats.
Oh, speaking of Teddy Walters, I've been so deep down the rabbit hole about this Good Morning America thing.
Oh, which, my gosh. Yes.
Which I want to ask you about. Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, if two people are solely hurting their spouses, do you think it means that they should be put on hold from the television show that they're on? Like, essentially what happened was they came back on, they let them be on whatever day it was, Friday, and then they're not on today. And the network has released that essentially they're on pause.
I don't think that what you do in your personal life should affect your, I mean, unless it's something illegal. I don't know. That's a slippery slope right there. So they were dating in the workforce.
They were dating in the workforce, but they were married.
Married. I mean, obviously that's bad. It's really bad.
This is what I was thinking. If it's a reality show or you're an actor or you're any sort of other thing, and this comes out, it is what it is. It becomes drama. But in this situation, when you are a news broadcaster, right, and your news is overshadowing the news,
right? And then they might also have a policy. They might also have the Starbucks policy.
What is that? You can't bone your coworkers?
You can't date anybody. You can't date your coworkers.
Is that a Starbucks policy?
That is a Starbucks policy.
Allegedly, or you know this?
No, I know that for a fact because my son had worked for Starbucks for 4 years, and they are still together. They live together.
Oh
yeah. And now they both work at Starbucks, but at different locations. So away at college right now. So
I love when we get to know each other on the pod. We are constantly texting back and forth. Like, hey, I never knew this about, like, because people think we've known each other forever. But there are key things in our lives that we have no idea about.
I mean, truly 90% of our conversations about housewives.
Yeah. So whenever we branch out to, like, your son breaking the Starbucks rules.
Yes.
It's new to us.
My son. Oh my God. So did that. Then I've been having like anxiety lately. I'm not really a person that gets anxiety. Yeah. I got it when I was on the show before. And then the 2 years I was off, I had no anxiety. And now suddenly, so I just started popping CBD, our 25 milligrams of CBD. Because I need to take the edge off. I'm like having intrusive thoughts, like about death.
Death is where your anxiety is going?
It's just weird. It just pops up in weird places. Like Eddie goes to ride his motorcycle yesterday. And in my head, I start planning like, oh my God, what if I get the call that he crashed and I got to like plan his funeral? Like I get weird intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. No, my anxiety is like that too. But mine isn't necessarily always death. It's like very small, trivial things that really make no significance in my life.
Like
that
what?
Will just, it would be just something that would have, so silly example. Like my brother was holding Dove 2 weeks ago and he tripped over this one rock and like, he wasn't holding Dove anymore. It had already switched back to Edwin, but I keep going back to thinking, what if?
You do the what ifs.
Yeah, I go back in time to something that's not even an issue, or it could even be a conversation. Like, let's say something you could potentially be annoyed at me about. I could honestly obsess over it. Somebody's tone on text message. It's a real doozy.
No, I've just been noticing like I wouldn't call it depression, but just like a funk. And then all these intrusive thoughts keep popping in my head. And I'm like, okay, no, this is not happening. This is not going to go forward. So I just started taking some CBD to combat that.
But I think that's common after you finish filming the show. There's like, you're so
on. To think about burying my husband?
No. But I think anxiety, because you're so on the go. There's so many things that you're doing. You're just
right.
Running on autopilot, that the second things slow down, anxiety starts to creep in.
And I definitely have some anxiety about some things that went down, and I'm trying not to think about it because I don't really have any control over it. But I think they're catching up with me.
Ugh, yeah, sure. I know. For well, sure. They're catching up with me, and I'm not even involved.
Well, you have a lot of downtime, and were you put out, not put out this time?
So this was kind of probably my mistake, but the last time I went under and I was like in a really busy hospital and I didn't love it. So I asked the doctor, I said, this time, can I just be under local? Which means right. like they'll give you like an Ativan or something mm-hmm. like that. And then they numb you up with shots and then they remove it. And he saw my anxiety the last time when I was going under anesthesia. And he's like, you know what, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But like this surgery, very rarely, you know, like I will cry. I have crying in me, but like when full tears like come out of your eyes of pain.
Not during the surgery or after?
This was during when he was giving me the shots to numb me. Just, I think because they're such wide excisions.
And deep too.
And deep that I yeah. honestly was like sobbing. And there was like, his nurse was like holding my hand and I like looked at him and I'm like, why am I crying? And he was like, because there's so much more going into this than right. just what that pain is that you're feeling from the shot or sure. whatever. Sure. And it actually was like kind of therapeutic because I honestly like sobbed during, it was a 4-hour procedure. I like sobbed during the
wait
first, like,
a minute.
45 minutes.
4 hours?
Yes. So then once I got finished, I said to him, I'm like, that was like a marathon, you know, and I was listening to like a Colleen Hoover book on tape, which he was probably like, what in the heck is this girl listening to? Yeah. Because all those books are like love stories, sexual, like all these things.
Oh dear. Right? Are you moaning?
And it's like so over the top. And I'm like listening to it as he's like, you know, I can feel him like stitching me up. But, afterwards, he said to me, he goes, Teddy, you deserve some kind of a medal. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I've never done this many large, wide excision removals. Why do I say excision weirdly? But removals on somebody who is awake.
Yeah, I couldn't. I had one removed and it was a stage one and I was out, completely out. And went wide and deep. And it hurt, like, because it was on my butt. So it was hard to sit down and move around. So I could imagine, like, on your shoulder, how many did they remove?
So they removed 5 more, but there's like 2 on my arm right here and then 2 different settings here. And for the first time ever, Edwin's had to change a bandage. And because normally Slate will do it, because Slate is a future either doctor or nurse in the making. Uh-huh. She's obsessed. Like, she's like you. Like, if I
That's
have a
how I am.
She's like, can I get it?
I wanted to be in the medical field.
So I did. She was not readily available and I was like bleeding through my thing. And so I had to ask Edwin and he's like, and he's trying to be as loving as he can. He's like,
is he queasy?
Like,
is
yeah. He's like hand shaking, but either way, I'm okay. Finally. I really, for me, took the entire weekend and I was mellow. And like the fact that I canceled on iHeart, I canceled on the dinner, all the things is right. so not me because, you know, I like to stay busy, but it actually was very necessary.
Yeah. Well, I had fun at iHeart. Like I said, Taylor Armstrong was there. So she sat in the same row. I was obviously sitting next to your daughter. And then she had a girlfriend with her and then two, are they nannies or
friends? Yeah, I had the nanny and her friend.
Yeah, and they had fun. I told you at one time I want to put my hands over her ears because there was somebody was singing. I couldn't even tell you who he is because that's how old I am. And there was a lot of pussy words. And, you know, the girls are singing along. And I'm like, no.
My son actually recently asked me because of something on the radio. He goes, Mom, what's a P word? And I was like,
that's me and Tamara.
You know what? That's according to Jen Shaw. That's me and Tam. We all just like, and I guess Slate knows because we all just started like crying, laughing, and we're like, you know, there's different meanings for it.
Twat, pussy,
cat, a
kitty, a cooter.
But I don't like. I don't want. To give it a different name, like people that call their like vagina like their hoo-ha or and I don't I'm not
I try not to refer to it at all ever.
I know we've gone through this, but
there's no reason for me to talk about it to anybody.
Well, apparently we talked about it a lot on the last podcast, and a lot of the things we talked about on the last podcast are a little bit fuzzy, and the messages that I've been getting, I'm like, don't send me. It's just like a wild night out. I don't want to hear a recap. I don't want to hear what happened. I don't.
Oh, from the drunk vibes. You know, and our good friend Caden loves to send me videos, and he sent me videos on the red carpet, and it was bad enough my nipple cover was showing that I'm like, I don't want to see this. I had on, so I had orders. The first time Revolve has ever done this to me. You know, you order, you get it the next day or the following day, like that. It took a week to get to me, and it came after this bustier I ordered. It was a silver bustier to wear under that black suit with my silver shoes.
I've come to realize that your tits are just always out.
Well, this is the thing. The bustier, because I don't have a lot of boobs, kept sliding down. And then it was pushing them together and sliding, and I was pulling them up, and then it looked like I had a long cleavage, and then there was like a lot going on. So I look at the pictures, and I'm like, I need a stylist. That's what I need. It looks good when I stand in a mirror, but then I move around and starts.
We all need stylists, because everybody that was so that picture of me, you, and Brandy, one, the picture where I look great in, you didn't want me to post because my eyes were closed, which I was a little, your eyes
which
were
one?
Closed.
Which, oh, I don't care.
Whatever, but it was my favorite one. I don't know how to put eyeballs on you. So I ended up posting that dumb one where I'm like posing with my hand up because your eyes were actually open in that. And then everyone made fun of our outfits. They said, this looks like a shoe ad from 1999.
How do you make fun of a blazer and jeans? Like that's.
Well, then I did start looking
at
our
shoes. It wasn't a
fashion
show.
We could have done better in the shoe department. I'm just saying, all of us. I mean, Brandy's shoes were plastic. Mine were from like 15 years ago. Yours were an awkward length for your body height. I mean, all of it.
We were
not the best.
Yeah.
We were not the best.
I actually, because I am short, I have to be very careful with booties. If they're
I know that length, it wasn't
is that when, I know. And then I have those same boots, but they're knee highs, and I almost wore them. Then I thought, it's too much leather, which is a little bit jean showing. And I never get it right. So
we never get it right, but I have been seeing a lot of your confessional looks, which you have been getting right, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much.
We'll see how that continues on. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age. But it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time. And the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so we are back, and the first one is radio host dubs Teresa as the rudest person ever after interview. Full article.
Oh, God.
Boston radio personality Billy Costa slammed Teresa as an idiot, nothing, and a monster after she allegedly attacked him in a live interview last Monday. She was easily, hands down, the rudest person I've ever interviewed, the radio host said on Billy and Lisa in the Morning Show after the interview ended. The interview took a turn once Costa asked the Bravo star about writing her book, Turning the Tables, following her 11-month stint in prison in 2015. Teresa, we know you spent some time in prison, but you came out of prison and wrote a book, a bestseller about your time in prison. And it did focus a lot on the food in prison, Costa asked her. Teresa then told the radio host she really didn't want to talk about that. I don't know if you know this, but I'm a 4-time New York Times bestselling author, the reality star snapped back, before Costa assured her that he did know that. Costa then tried to move on from the confrontation and asked about the event she was promoting, but Teresa wasn't ready to let it go and said, you have to have a good time. It's all about being positive, right? And not negative. You should learn some of that. Then Costa replied that he'd work on that. Okay, this was not a good interview.
It wasn't good. I did actually hear the interview, but did you feel like she was the rudest person ever?
Well, I can say this. Remember when we did our radio breakdown when Twats was coming out?
Yes.
And I'm not saying this in the rudest of ways, but oftentimes when you get different radio hosts from different shows, they don't know what The Housewives is, who we are, what we're talking
They're just reading
off of the thing.
Right.
Thankfully, you and I have enough wherewithal to know that 90% of the United States has no idea who we are, nor do they care. And we were able to laugh it off at 4 a.m. when we did our press tour. I think what ended up happening was she was probably on her 5th or 6th radio thing, realizing nobody had really done their research. They didn't know who she was. And she just started losing her shit. But I mean, do you remember that?
Yes.
He'd be like, this is Jeremiah from 107.3.
And Teddy, you are John Mellencamp's daughter. That's what we got every single time.
Teddy Judge and Tamara Mellencamp are here.
What's this housewife show you used to be on?
No, they didn't know we used to. At this point, we were both fired. And they're like, so you guys are on a show about fighting housewives. And we're like,
actually, we were fired. But what from I heard on the interview, maybe I didn't hear it all. I didn't find Teresa to be rude. I did hear her say, we don't need to talk about that. And obviously there was some things that she gave them or her publicist gave the host. Do not talk about this. And, you know, you can hardly blame her.
We also got a things we weren't allowed to talk about when we talked to her, which was Joe and Melissa and two other things. When she came on the pod, we were not allowed to talk about it. We did not talk about it. However, what this guy was saying was, I followed the list of things I wasn't allowed to talk about. So I don't know why you're so upset about this. He kind of goes.
Yeah. Do you think more happened off the mic?
No, you remember that. We did this. This is exactly how it goes.
No, with Teresa and this host. Do you think more went down that we didn't hear about?
Well, most of them are live, so I doubt it. I think it's just they started being passive aggressive with one another, and then it started becoming aggressive. But you know how it is. It's 4 a.m, then they let you in. They put you in with a new person. You have 5 minutes of chat, and then you go on to the next one.
Yeah, it's crazy because some of them you will totally connect with and they know who you are and all this, and other ones they're just reading off a list and it's very matter of fact.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're out doing press, you got to put your best foot forward and know that what anything, especially if you're in the world of reality television, mm-hmm. you're going to have to take ownership for whatever it is. And the fact that you can even put in there, this is on the do not discuss list. I've never been able to do that.
I don't really have a do not discuss list. Well, you know what we keep discussing or keep, I mean, this is the interview that keeps popping up on Instagram all over. And that's Watch What Happens Live with Heather Gay and Mauricio. Oh, I didn't actually see it, but the amount of times that it's been on Instagram, my Instagram feed is like nonstop. So, you know, obviously Mauricio defends his wife, defend your wife game in other clips, says Lisa Vanderpump is the rudest Bravo leb.
Now, I thought that Mauricio did a really good job.
He
on
did.
This.
Okay. So he did apologize for laughing about Jax and Erica's situation. And I do believe him. I don't think he is an evil person by any means. He seems like I've met him a couple times. Very sweet.
Yeah.
Just didn't see it happen and thought it was something it wasn't. Questions for Heather. If Jen Shaw could do anything to offend her in saying when she speaks with confidence, she is lying. Heather didn't do herself any favors in this Watch What Happens Live.
Why say, if I speak with any confidence,
I'm lying.
She's actually getting to, and granted, for those of you who follow along, she is the one that unfollowed us last week. Heather Gay
has officially left the building.
Heather Gay has officially unfollowed the Twitch, which is a shame because you're only as good as your last week's episode, which we always say, so we could come back around.
But the thing is like, we're judging you on what we see as viewers. We're not judging you as you know, like your character. And I would have to say when we met Heather Gay at
BravoCon,
she was very sweet. She was fun.
But
she was energetic.
She was very concerned on who we liked more than her. She was like, why did you guys have Lisa Barlow on night one and not me?
We have a relationship with Lisa Barlow. Because
Lisa Barlow is our favorite.
Yeah, she is our favorite for sure. But, I don't know, but it's...
We are who we are.
Her loyalty to Jen Shaw is mind-boggling to me.
Her loyalty to Jen Shaw, plus we got to get further into this episode once we start talking about kind of the dynamics. But in an exciting turn, later on this week, you guys, we're having Angie that needs a snowflake on Two Teas in a Pod. So make sure you guys submit your questions for her.
We're super excited about that.
I mean, the fact that I'm pretty lucky that months ago, before we even knew which Angie was which, she texted me because our daughters ride together and we have this personal relationship. So then I put on a group text with Tam and pretty much said, it's time for you to come on. We need
it. It is time. And then she was worried about not being able to.
Oh, she goes, oh, I'm not going to have time to be glammed. I was like, oh, honey, you're on the
wrong. So what did I do? I sent her pictures of us on the pod looking our best. No, like, the worst.
The amount of time we're only glammed if we're in iHeart Studio
I wouldn't mind doing once a month.
I started actually looking into this because you guys all gave me so much crap about my sound quality and the fact that how good it sounded. Apparently my sound sounded really good at Terranea, and it's because we weren't covered with windows. So now I'm like, I really feel like I need somewhere to do the pod without the windows, or iHeart, we need to put in some sort of barriers around here.
They do have those sound barrier things. I mean, I don't know.
I bought them, but they're weird. And then what am I going to put up the mesh every time? It seems like a lot.
Change rooms. I mean, you only have 75 rooms in that house.
All 75 of them are covered in glass. I mean, not to be bougie,
we're
going to
put you in the closet.
Well, maybe. But continuing on to Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
Andy called Candace.
Now, this is last night's Watch What Happens Live with Candace. And I'm not sure who the other guy was.
But the fact that she's...
But he was funny as hell.
That he called Candace Ashley right after the game. Can you defend him? And then Candace calls Robin and Giselle hypocrites. The biggest takeaway that I had from any of this is, one, I have that same speaker that Robin pulled out, and I got it for a paid post.
Wait, was it Cove or something like that? What was it?
Hold on, let me check.
I think I have it too.
I'm dead. I'm absolutely deceased. It's Cove.
For the win.
It's Cove. So
I have like five of those.
And it,
yes.
Guys,
and you can separate them. Yes. I actually have one in my backyard, in my courtyard, because Sophia had some friends over for Halloween time and she put them out. They're actually very, I mean, this is not a sponsored post, but they're actually really good speakers.
They're really good speakers, but I was dying when I saw her set it down. And when they were talking about it on Watch What Happens Live,
clearly she had the same sponsored post that we did.
I was like, oh, you got a Cove? They pay well. Nice. Three slides.
Three slides.
But I died. And then the last thing is,
I mean, we're going to talk about this later, but the fact that she brought a speaker.
Well, no, she had this plan. She.
No, I know she. This is premeditated.
I know. I wish I had.
This is the stuff you can go to jail for if you killed somebody.
No, I mean, granted, Robin was. Some of our favorites were big time disasters.
Yes.
This episode. Like
as Robin would say, there was a few buttholes in this episode.
I mean, Robin was one of the buttholes. Candace was a butthole. I mean, even though Candace today, because you know of our little love nicknames we have for each other, so from now on, I am eyebrows to Tamara and she's boobs to me.
Okay, nipple cover.
So every time we ask each other,
wait, your eyebrows are mellow today.
They are not. Yeah. They're the same big eyebrows they always are.
I like
just
big
have
eyebrows.
A hat on. But I,
you have, you so actually have really good eyebrows.
You know what? When you say actually in front of something, it's not a compliment.
Well, you kinda.
I would have
a unibrow. If I don't take care of business, I will have like one all the way across, which is weird because I have really thin hair.
We have to continue going. Okay, now we're back to Mia Thornton hits back at Real Housewives of Potomac castmates for comments about her big feet. And they're this article.
How about
has
talk
made,
about how you threw wine in someone's face? Like,
well, the thing is that every single one of these. Well, every blogger, anybody that I've seen is saying, why in the world can't Candace and Ashley just come together? Because both their confessionals are so on point this season. They both bring up Mia's feet. I also need to know if her feet are really a size 13.
Right. If that's what you want to talk about, Mia, you should actually tell us what size your feet actually are. But yeah. Mitch at today.com, who I almost met this weekend, he wrote this article, I believe. So I'm going to have to send a message to him and ask him if how big are her feet? And did you get that information? Because that would be the first thing Teddy would ask.
Yeah, I want to know I'm going to slide into Mia's DMs. I think that she's going to respond and I'm going to find out her shoe size.
I'm going to text Mitch. I actually met him at BravoCon.
What is size 13 in men's size shoe?
A 95. It's huge.
A 95?
No, it's got to be three sizes bigger, right?
No. So like if you're a size, so I'm a size 7 in women. So that's like a 4 in men, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't
13's
know.
13's freaking big. And how tall is she?
I don't know. I'm finding out right now. I'm asking Mitch right now.
Okay, next question. Mia Thornton reveals she's really leaving the show after Crypto moving on message. I don't believe this. Mia Thornton recently hinted at her exit from the Real Housewives of Potomac, but is she really leaving? She revealed the truth on the Pay Attention Please podcast with Hollywood Life.
Okay, breaking news. I just heard 11 and a half.
11 and a half. I mean, yep. That's not that big. Can you
That's
ask
not
how tall
that
she
big?
Is? Well, how tall is she?
She looks very, very tall. I don't know how tall she is.
Hold on. Let's ask Brandy how big her feet are because Brandy's tall.
Brandy's very tall. You know who else is tall?
Who?
Megan King.
Oh, ask her text her what size are your feet.
Oh my gosh. So she's another one that I hung out with and it was so nice to see her. She looks beautiful.
I know. She called me too, and I was like, "Sorry, I'm watching murder documentaries from my bed so
She also was at Jingle Ball, and she took a picture with me and my friends, and she's
I know compared to you
two
guys,
2 foot taller than us.
Either way, oh no, the next one is Wendy's mom threatens and trashes Mia and calls her an uneducated crater face.
Wendy's mother has entered the chat in defense of her daughter after she was physically attacked by Mia in Miami. Wendy's mother took to social media to trash and threaten Mia Thornton after the shocking episode aired on November 20th. I would kill my mom if she did this. Suzanne wrote, "Well, well, well, ugly inside and out. Crater face with crater capitalized. Bombast. What does that mean?
Mr. Bombastic and a fantastic and a
bombastic, a bombastic, ignorant, nonsensical, baseless, wannabe CEO troublemaker." Wendy's mother commented on Instagram, "You've bitten off more than you can chew. You just messed with the wrong Nigerian. Mama bear, baby. Oh, yes. Mia, you insult my baby, Dr. Wendy. R-H-O-P.
By the way, it's not insult. It's assault.
Assault. But... Oh, sorry. I'll do it. Oh, yes. Mia, you assault my baby doc. My baby doctor, Wendy. Hashtag R-H-O-P. My baby doctor.
I mean,
is she a baby doctor?
This being said, I have to after I did my mom's happy birthday post, she started fighting with strangers on the internet. And I had to send a group text between my mom and my sister and me. And I was like, "Mom, if I see you commenting on one more Instagram, like, you're not even saying anything to any of the people that are writing nice stuff. You're fighting with strangers. Please stop."
Yeah, but that's somebody. But honestly, I used to do that back in the beginning. Like, I would only respond to the haters because those are the ones that get you so upset. Like, you just feel at peace with the ones that send you love. And then the mean ones, you feel like you want to change their mind about you or you want to correct them. And then after, you know, I did that for a few years, I'm like, screw that. I don't give a shit.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
The next one, which is a little bit questionable. Cynthia Bailey retracts claim that ex Michael cheated on her. He responds, article here, Cynthia Bailey disclosed in new court documents obtained by Page Six that her ex-husband Michael allegedly cheated on her, and that's the real reason for their divorce, despite previously shutting down any infidelity claims. Documents filed on Thursday in Fulton County, Georgia, claim that petitioner Bailey is entitled to a divorce from the respondent due to inappropriate adulterous relationships. However, Hill tells Page Six exclusively that the cheating claims made in the new court filing were an error, and his ex-wife legal team is releasing statements retracting this. In the meantime, Michael adds, I have love and respect for Cynthia. I always have and I always will. Hours later, Cynthia clarified to us the pending divorce is based on mutual-based upon irreconcilable differences. She adds, I've never accused Mike of any inappropriate adulterous actions. We are and always will be friends and wish each other well. Okay.
Okay. I'm calling bullshit on that. An attorney would not put that in the
legal papers. Guess is they didn't think this was going to go viral. Well, I think they were trying to keep this in court.
I don't think they realized that all this paperwork is public.
Yeah.
And which I feel is totally bullshit, especially with public people. Like it's nobody's business. So why does it have to be public record?
It just bums me out because Cynthia is really such a good person. And the entire time we were in the Big Brother house, she was so kind about him and gracious and how great he is and how loving he is. And, you know, he puts this forward-facing, like, mm-hmm. self-help guru type situation out there. I don't know. It just, people make mistakes.
She's so sweet too, and she's remained friends with Peter Thomas as well. So I feel like she's just one of those. It's like, you know what? We're not going to talk about it, which I totally respect that.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to fight with you publicly about this situation. But I think in order for her to leave, it had to have been something relatively big.
Right. And here's one I'm sure you do not want to talk about. Erica Jane slapped with $2.2 million tax lien. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane's financial problems have taken a turn for the worse, with the state of California hitting her with a tax lien. Radar Online, has learned the lien, first obtained by attorney Ronald Richards, was filed by the State of California Franchise Tax Board. The document was filed October 17th with the Los Angeles County Recorder's Office. The lien lists both Erica and her strange husband, Tom, as the taxpayers who owe the money. Jane said she was in the midst of trying to figure out the basis of the tax bill with the assistance of my business manager, who is also an accountant. I do not have the ability to pay the FTB tax bill. I also do not know if the FTB is claiming any sort of lien on my assets, which include the diamond earrings, the reality star admitted.
So I did some research on this. I really don't know.
My heart breaks on this because of everything she's going through and everything she's been hit with and the aftermath of Tom and his.
So far, everything that Ronald Richards has come forward alleging, mm-hmm. has not actually come through. So at this point, if he's not given either a snowflake or a diamond or a mojito.
So you're saying that he is a what's it called? Not a TV whore, but a fame whore.
I think that, I mean, you don't go out of your way. I mean, even I'm doing this podcast on Tuesday because he asked, I think he's done you before, but he's been supportive of the twats, even though he was kind of terrible to me before. No Filter with Zach.
Okay. Yeah.
So he asked me to go on next week. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm fine to talk to you. But he has been writing all these different documents about how nothing has really been substantial that Ronald Richards has come forward with.
Now, like, again, let me ask you this question. I don't know if you know, is he an actual attorney on this case?
Anybody can file a lawsuit.
But my question is he working on either side?
Or is there's multiple. Here's the thing. To my knowledge, I do not know. There is multiple people following, doing lawsuits. So I don't know. But I don't think he's like the main bigwigs, a part of it. I mean, if he was, you don't put it on social media.
That's what I'm saying. If you're putting on social media, like, let's just say, like, I went through my divorce and my attorneys would not talk to the press. They would not do anything on social media, did not want me to post anything. And then there was a TV. Oh my God, I can't even remember who it is at this time. I don't even think it's a TV attorney that went out there and talked about my divorce and had everything wrong. Yeah. And then people, of course, because this person is an attorney, think like, oh my God, like they know what they're talking about. No. So that's why I'm always hesitant. Like if it's a, you know, TV attorney or somebody that just wants press, then I don't really believe what they say.
Okay. So this next one is the Real Housewives of Miami taglines. Bring the fire. Okay. So the Real Housewives of Miami is returning for season 5 and Peacock just released their brand new taglines. Alexia, in Miami, the sun brings the heat, but I bring the fire.
Larsa Pippen, hate all you want, because if I were you, I'd hate me too.
I can't. You like it?
Kind of. Only because sometimes I used to watch myself on the show and I go, oh my God, I hate myself too.
Gertie, the only thing that moves faster than my mouth is my ambition. That's like something I would have said.
But you know what? She is ambitious and she, so I totally get it. It kind of aligns with her personality. Julia, when the chicks fly the coop, it's time for this mama bird to spread her wings.
I don't want to hear about the chickens anymore.
I don't want to hear you spreading anything.
Lisa, you can try to take my castle, but you will never steal my crown.
I like that.
I feel like we need to go to Miami and do a pod with Lisa.
Can we please? Please.
I need something to look forward to, and I think Miami is it.
I would love to go to Miami. Okay, so Dr. Nicole Martin, I'm a pro at the rules of engagement, and I have the ring to prove it.
Oh, because she got her big new diamond. Real Housewives of Miami will premiere on December 8th on Peacock with 4 episodes dropped. I don't know if I like that. 4 episodes dropping that day. Yep. Season 5 consists of 16 episodes in total.
Well, let me just say one thing. You can tell the difference between Peacock and Bravo. Lately, Bravo is not releasing taglines until they're 3 or 4 episodes in.
Yeah, I don't mind. I like hearing the taglines, but I don't want 4 things dropped at once.
See, I often wonder if it's better that way as talent. Because you get them all 4 out. People can get mad at you for all 4 of them.
Forgive you, do all the things.
Right. Instead of each week having like, I hate you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you, I hate you. Like, you know, like just get it all out there. Go ahead, sling your shit at me right now on social media and let's get over with it.
I mean, if it were me, it would just be consistent hate, regardless if it was 1 episode or 4. Okay. No, I did the thing you said I can't do anymore. I can't laugh at my own jokes.
Aww. You can laugh at your own jokes. I love that about you. No, I mean, you shouldn't, but I do. No, I don't hate anything about you.
I can't help it. I laugh when I'm awkward. Okay.
Okay, you Whitney, need to do this one because I don't understand this Whitney.
All right. Whitney brings out the receipts against Angie H.
No, not Angie Eyeballs.
Not Angie Eyeballs. No, it was little eyeballs hanging from the big eyeball.
No, the big eyeball on her sweats.
Yes, but then below it was a bunch of little eyeballs hanging.
Well, I found those sweats.
Yeah, online. I know. We can't.
I'm
going to
buy
it.
I'm buying it for you for Christmas.
I can't. So anywho, I guess Angie Harrington is pretty much saying that she didn't want to go on this trip and is calling Whitney Wild Rose a liar. And so we're going to start from the beginning texts. Angie Harrington was asked, why weren't you invited to San Diego? And Angie responds, Shaw exposed. And Whitney saying, I asked everyone to invite me is a lie. I didn't care that much, TBH. What's TBH?
To be honest.
Oh, I hate to be honest. I also
and
hate
why did
IMO.
She put Shaw exposed?
But no, because she's saying Shaw exposed is the reason why.
Oh.
I spent a lovely weekend at the Masters. Oh, I'm sure you did. And then Whitney Wild Rose wrote, please. So then Whitney Wild Rose is obviously she's triggered by this. Like she's right. Like, F off. I
and
don't want to hear.
She's going to bring the receipts.
Yeah. So it's the text messages between her and Angie. P.S. Please don't mention me possibly not going on this trip. Ha ha. And then and then Whitney writes to Lindsay. I'm guessing Lindsay is production. No, cast and production. Okay, I don't talk to anyone. I have gone radio silent with the cast. Angie, that's good. Even you, but I just keep feeling like I need to reach out. Hey, thanks. I might be able to split glam.
Let me just stop you. This is the part that stood out the most to me because you didn't see any glam on their trip.
No, we did because we didn't see glam, but we heard glam because Jen kept asking Heather if she could use that open space for her glam room.
Right. Okay, you're right.
You missed a detail, Tam. I can't help that my eye is on the freaking prize every single
time.
Yeah,
but they didn't show it. This is the first time they didn't show actually getting glammed.
Yeah. And then, are you okay if I tell Heather you said no? Yes. Okay. But how are you going to position it? Just that you said it doesn't make sense. No mention storyline. I want peace with her and it's going to make her mad. Whatever you need to do, just let me know. I don't want to make it bad for you. I think you and Heather will reach peace in San Diego, especially if I'm there. Especially if I'm there. Keywords. Just tell her the truth. Just tell her the truth. Tell Heather that. I think then she writes, sorry, I was trying with one hand. I think she meant typing. I just meant I don't want Heather to be worked up over that, but I'm not sure I'm comfortable with bringing you. I think you should try to reach out to Jen. Okie dokie, got it. How'd it go? Angie, I think I'm out. Heather won't? Question mark? Neither will Jen. Oh, so you tried Jen too? I think production did, and she won't budge without a public apology, a standard she has never been held to. Hey, just thinking about you, hoping everything is going well, even though I doubt it is.
Okay, so
I want to talk about something.
Okay.
And I want you to hear this. It's yes. About Friends Up, because I think this covers with Potomac, this covers with Salt Lake. It's the fact of these women trying to push Friend Ups out. I don't really understand that. Like if you, no matter how much somebody's bugging you, you want them there.
You want them there. You want them
I
to
mean,
bug you.
I mean, think about
it's
it.
It's an easy target.
Okay. Kyle wore Camille's bridesmaid's dress to her wedding as a friend of, and they weren't even friends.
Right. That's the difference between a team player and somebody that just doesn't get the whole concept of the show.
Quit trying to push people out.
Don't push anybody out.
Somebody in. Like, it really annoyed me this episode when Candace called Jacqueline Mia's whatever mouthpiece or something like that. Like, all of it, just there needs to be more than just you guys, or else they wouldn't hire on new people. So yeah. Just let them in. Like, granted, I think Angie Harrington is annoying myself, but I'm happy to have her there because I'm sick of the same conversations where all of them are kissing Jen Shaw's ass. All right, you guys, housewife headlines and our personal recaps apparently took up our entire hour, which we know is juicy. So we are closing out this episode and we will be bringing you an additional episode with Salt Lake City and Potomac recaps. And then an additional episode with the good Angie after that. So,
good Angie.
I mean, is it bad that we're calling her the good Angie?
No, it's the truth.
I mean, we can't help it. We're truth tellers. What's the other word that people use? Truth mavens. I do like that you put that Christmas tree up there, Tam. That's really
I did
nice.
Last year too.
You know, but I wish you didn't leave a bottle of water right next to it, though. It bugs me.
I was hoping you couldn't see it.
You realize that we have reached our 1 year anniversary?
I know. And our 1 year anniversary was actually the night of Jingle Ball. So we had double reason to celebrate, but yet you were not feeling well. So we're going to have to postpone our celebration.
Is our celebration going to be in Mexico? I heard that. I heard rumblings.
Well, you know what? Mexico, Miami, if you want to host us, we will do a live podcast.
Straight from your city.
Straight from your city, your hotel or wherever, restaurant. Peter Thomas.
We should go to Bar One. Why don't we host it at Peter Thomas's place?
Okay.
I am curious if the meatballs are new.
My mind went somewhere else. Okay.
All right. Well, okay. All right. We will talk to you guys soon and we will recap Salt Lake and Potomac, and then we'll have the good Angie on. Bye, guys.
Bye.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.